Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Kuf Yud, Baba Kama 110, pagination is 219. We're starting an Amud Aleph, about midway on the page, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Hagozel es hager, person stole from a ger, v'nishpalo, he made an oath saying that he didn't steal, umes, and then the ger died, and the person now wants to do tshuva. This is a description in Parshas Naso, where the pasuk says, "Vim ein lo ish goel," there is no inheritor to the person you stole from. And Chazal ask, what could the case be that a person has no inheritor? Everybody has somebody to inherit them. Even if you go up, great-great-grandfather, their children, your 52nd cousin, somebody's got to be able to be an inheritor. And Chazal answer, it's referring to a ger, a person who converted, and therefore he's starting fresh. He has no relatives. Hareze mishalem keren v'chomesh lakoanim v'osham lamizbeach. That's the case described in the pasuk, that he pays the principal an extra fifth to the koanim and brings a karbon. Shenemar v'mein lo ish goel, the person who has no redeemer and has now passed away, and the person who stole from him wants to do tshuva, lahashiva asham elav, you can't bring the atonement to that person. Ha'asham amushav lasham lakohen, instead it goes to the kohen, milvad ela kipurim, besides the korban that has to be brought. That's the basic case of gezel hager. Our Mishnah now takes it to a new sophisticated level where the person did not do his atonement during his lifetime, or not his complete atonement during his lifetime. He died after designating the money and the carbon. What do we do now? The person was going to Yerushalayim with the money to give to the Kohanim and with the carbon to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, and he died. Hakesef yinasin levanov, the money should be given to his children. They inherit that money because there's no point of giving it to the Kohanim now after his death, because you can't do atonement after his death. So you might as well just give it to the children. For ha'asham and the karban, likewise, you can't do atonement after his passing. Yira acha yistoiv, it's put out to pasture. It'll get a mum. Then you'll be able to yimacher, it's not fitting for a carbon, you'll be able to sell it. V'yiplu damav l'nedava, and the money goes to the donation category of karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, where they would buy karbanos and bring them on the Mizbeach periodically, but it wouldn't be able to be used as this man's personal atonement. Now we get very sophisticated. Nosan hakesef la'anshei mishmar umeis. He already gave the money to the people that were on shift in the Beis HaMikdash, to those Kohanim, and now he died. So the carbon wasn't brought yet, but the money was given. And the children undoubtedly argue that if he can't get full atonement, so then he gave the money, it should be refunded, because they never got to bring the korban. And the Mishnah rules, Eina yoshem yecholim lahotzi miyadam. That's not how it works. The inheritors are not able to retrieve the money from the Kohanim. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk tells us, Ish es asher yitein lakohen lo yihiyah. A person who gives to the Kohen, it remains by the Kohen. And the Mishnah understands, it's referring to this case, the money shall remain by the Kohen. Let's turn over and we'll see that Abaye gives the explanation. Seven lines up from the bottom, Omer Abaye Shema Mino Kesef Mechaper Mechza. Giving the money grants partial atonement. De'ilo Mechaper, because if it didn't give some sort of atonement, the money should really go back to the inheritors, because it was given on false pretenses that he's going to get an atonement. And if he doesn't get an atonement, refund the money. My taima. Our reasoning would be, I died to the hachi lo yoavle. I never gave you the money and not get an atonement. It must be that even though the carbon isn't given, this deceased man got an atonement on some level, referred here as mechtza, mechaper mechtza. It's partial atonement. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains, lahach sevora b'inon kra, delohava yad inon dekapa mechtza. The purpose of the pasuk is to teach us that he's getting partial atonement, and for that reason, the money does not get refunded. Again, three cases over here. Case number one is the conventional case. He stole from the convert. The convert died before he made amends. That money, principal, and the fifth goes to the Kohanim. Asham is brought as a karban, and he gets his atonement. The second case, he was going to Yerushalayim with the money and the atonement karban, and he died. So the money goes to the children, because there's no atonement after he died, and there's nothing to be accomplished here. The animal will graze until it gets a mum, and then they'll use the asset as voluntary karbanos, but his sin offering will not be brought, and the money is given to the children. If he gave the money already to the Kohanim, so Abaye explains the Mishnah that it's a kapara mechtza, it's a partial atonement. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that the money remains by the Kohen. You didn't give money and not get your quid pro quo. You got something of what was supposed to be achieved, a partial atonement. Indeed, the carbon can't be brought, but the money itself does bring some level of atonement, and therefore it remains with the Kohen. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.